This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, broadcasting from Union Station in swinging Kansas City, Missouri.
And from our swinging studios at NPR West, I'm Madeline Brand. Alex, later in the show, you have a Kansas City story on a topic I am just fascinated with, and that is the mafia. And really, I didn't know the mob had such a place in the heartland.
Well, they did. I mean, right here, right outside this train station, there was a massacre back in the 30s. 5 people shot, and there are 500 different accounts of what happened and why. So there's more on gangland coming. But first, a different history story. You know, Brown is such a common name. I'd never thought about the Brown in one of the most important Supreme Court cases in history, Brown versus the Board of Education. It made school segregation illegal. Cheryl Brown Henderson is the daughter of one of the plaintiffs. Her family is that Brown. So we drove west from Kansas City a little more than an hour to Topeka to meet with her, with Cheryl Brown Henderson, who told us that this case was not really something that her family used to talk about very much.
The final turning point was when I was in my 30s, and we were having every 5- and 10-year, you know, anniversaries of Brown because it was becoming more historic. In 1984, I made a decision, sat my family down, and said, you know, we really need to start taking responsibility. We need to really start learning about this. And 4 years later, 1988, starting the Brown Foundation, it put it in a different stratosphere in terms of our ability to research and learn and understand. So we hired, you know, researchers, worked on projects, oral histories, exhibits, that kind of thing. But what we learned was that Kansas had been not just active in halting slavery, but 1881 through Brown v. Board, African Americans in Kansas had been going to court about this idea of segregating their children in public school. But we also learned that even though the case is named for Dad, Oliver Brown, et al., there were 33 total plaintiffs in the Topeka case, 20 children and 13 adults on behalf of those children. We also learned that Dad was not the first plaintiff to volunteer, and it was not his idea, and so that we needed to start telling the truth.
We like our heroes very simple.
I agree. But you get in trouble with contemporary history when you try to simplify things.
Are you one of those 20 children?
No. My older sister was the child on whom behalf my dad was participating.
You were just too young.
Sisters. Right. So Brown v. Board and public education and that part of history has become my life's work.
We've been looking at Kansas City. The schools, I mean, they must be more segregated now than they were 53 years ago during Brown versus Board of Education, at least here in Topeka.
Yeah. Economics is front and center, and I think that's going to be the next case that will make its way to the United States Supreme Court about how schools are funded. Because when you look at the tax base, you know, if it's an impoverished community, then your tax base and the resources available to the schools are going to be not as affluent. Kansas City tried to rectify that through litigation and then pouring billions of dollars into creating these wonderful new state-of-the-art facilities. But economics and race are very much at the core of who we are in this country. And because it is, it's not as easy to get someone to cross over a certain boundary, you know, into a neighborhood that they know is not economically as well off as perhaps theirs, to drive their children or to allow their children to ride a bus into that neighborhood. And I think that's the struggle Kansas City has had with its magnet school system.
So how do you think we're doing?
I think we're doing well in some places and we're doing extremely poorly in others. And I think we're going backward, you know, overall. Popular culture has a stranglehold on this country. And popular culture is what seems to shape our young people's attitudes about the importance of education. We don't really have teachable kids anymore, you know, largely. All of the things that are being emulated have become distractions from the days when we read books and played outside.
You know, that's not a very optimistic statement. You're not required to be an optimist, but here you are, the director of the Brown v. Board of Education Foundation. You're sitting in front of a school where you began your career as a teacher, teaching the sixth grade, and you're telling me we're going backwards?
Yes, but I see it as an opportunity. I see it as an opportunity that we can once again demonstrate to ourselves and globally, you know, that we have the tenacity, the self-determination, and the resources, the political will, and the tools to turn this momentary blip on the screen around.
Cheryl Brown Henderson, thank you.
Thank you very much.